Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Memtes, Nazir 49b, pagination is 98. We're starting from the Mishnah, four lines down from the top. Al Elu Tumos HaNazir Migaleach. On the following examples of corpse Tumah, a nazir would be considered having violated his nazirus, and he would have to go through the process of shaving his hair and the process of starting again, involving becoming tahar again, bringing karbanos, etc., and starting his count again. These are examples of tumah. Number one. Al Hames, a dead body itself, if he came in contact with it. Va'al Kezayis min Hames, and likewise, if you had a Kezayis, a small amount of a dead body, and the Gemara is going to discuss if Kezayis min Hames is enough, why would you need a listing for the entire dead body? Of course, that includes a Kezayis. Why do you have to list that? But in any case, we're getting a sense. The Mishnah gets very specific parts, amounts of the body. And then at the end of the next line, Val Eiver min Hames, a limb of a dead body. Val Eiver min Hachai Sheyesh Alav Basar Karoi. Or the limb of a live body, meaning an amputation, if it has enough flesh upon it that if it was reattached to the body, it would be able to rejuvenate. And similar to the concept of a skin graft, that you have a certain amount of skin and then you expect it to continue to grow and expand from that. So what we're dealing with over here is examples of parts of a dead body. And then we threw into the mix over here, even an Eiver min Hachai, if it has basar karaui, skin, flesh, from a live body, is not going to be metame. You'll notice that in the initial listing, it was only Kezayis min Hames, a Kezayis size from a dead body. A live body is not going to cause that, but the Eiver min Hachai, a limb, like a leg, Rachmana Litzlan, if it had to be amputated, that does have Tumah associated with it. And what's very interesting is that it doesn't require burial per se. It's not considered a dead body, but nevertheless, we end up having to bury it in a cemetery, because it causes Tumah. And if a Kohen would come in contact with it, it would be considered a violation, because the limb, if it has basar karaui, a certain amount of flesh, which certainly it does, then it also causes Tumah. Now, this halacha is brought regarding a Kohen in Yeredeya Simen Shin Samach Tes, where the Mechaber talks about, in general, it's the section about Avelus, about mourning, and the Mechaber has a section in the middle of Avelus regarding Tumas Kohen, the examples where a Kohen is not allowed to be in contact with a dead body, cases where he's in the same room, same building, how do you define a building if it's a different room, etc. All of these types of examples, and included in that is this example, Eiver min Hachai. A person might think, if they went through an amputation, that they would hold on to the limb, perhaps, if that's how they feel, and they want the limb to be buried with them, perhaps. But you have to know Tumas Kohen, that if a Kohen would come in contact with it, it would be a violation, and you have to know how exactly you would store it, and therefore, as a matter of practicality, such a thing is recommended to be buried. If, when you have this concept, this case of amputation, so the Pischei Tshuva mentions over there a tshuva from the Noda B'Yehuda. The Noda B'Yehuda discusses a case where a person had an amputation and he wanted to hold on to the limb because it caused people to have greater mercy on him. I don't know exactly what fundraising tactics a person can or should do, but that's what the person wanted. He wanted to be able to carry the limb around in order to cause people to have mercy on him. And the psak, as we see, is that you can't do that because it has tumas kohen as a consideration. However, if it is not a complete limb, then it would not cause tumah for a kohen, because as we've said, it's only kezayis min hames, a small amount from a dead body, that would cause tumah. But if it's kezayis min achai, it doesn't cause tumah. It's only an aver, a limb from a live person. And you would have to know the halachos, what's called a limb. But theoretically, he might be able to get something of what he wants in order to cause his mercy, cause people's mercy upon him. I think in today's culture, we would simply say that we really, really, really hope that he can achieve whatever fundraising he needs to do without doing this. In any case, our Mishnah started with the topic of Nazir, but in Halacha, these concepts would apply regarding a Kohen as well. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.